Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host again today. And my guest today, longtime friend for many, many years, and a heck of a coach, a career coach, Coach Rick Johns. Welcome, Coach. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I love having you. So now you're retired.
That's what I am.
You are retired?
I'm working it hard at being the best retired I can be.
Well, that's important.
Yes, it is.
Now, where'd you grow up at?
You know, I'll keep it short.
Yeah.
I was born in like Detroit General Hospital in Detroit, Michigan.
Never knew that.
The thing is, we lived there till my sixth grade year. And that's when it really hit the fan in our country, like 1968, 69.
Yeah.
And these big cities were burning. You know, the old burn, baby, burn. Detroit was on fire.
Yeah.
And my dad was a truck driver, and he had a terminal in St. Louis, Missouri. And he said, like everybody in our block, you know, there was what they call white flight. Everybody property values just dropped. Everybody had to get. Everybody left. So we had a great neighborhood back then, but we left and we went to Belleville, Illinois.
Yeah.
So that was when I was in sixth grade, 1968.
And it was all boys. You had some brothers, right? Sisters?
No sisters. I have my middle brother, Chris, and my youngest brother, Jeff. They're both doing well. Chris just retired.
Cool.
Jeff's still working.
So, you know, of course, everybody knows you're a career football coach. How about your career as a player? Played at Belleville?
Yeah, I played at Belleville East High School, and I was just I had to work really hard to get on the field. We had over 3,000 kids in our school, and Belleville was really a football town at that time, with East, Altoff, and West all being really good. And anyway, it was I didn't have anything like a storied career. I was just a kid who had to work hard.
But you were in love with football.
Yeah, loved the game, loved everything about it. You know, loved everything about it. Fell in love with the game. I loved the pageantry of the game.
Yeah.
I loved the uniforms. Everything about the game, I couldn't get it off my mind. And, you know, like I've got my 50th class reunion coming up, and I know I'm going to hear over and over, you know what, Rick? You're the only guy who's doing exactly what you said he was going to do in high school. Yeah, because in high school, I was going to be a high school football coach.
Yeah.
And then I always thought I'd end up being a college coach, but that never happened.
Yeah. I remember, and you came to Calhoun. That was your first head coaching job.
Yes.
High school football. But you coached a little bit. You were coaching like Pee Wee or something?
Yeah, I coached Little League football, Belleville Little Knights, and my student teaching career was at, one season was at Belleville East too, which was a great staff and was a big help in my program, you know, in building me as a coach.
I just remember when I heard that they were hiring this guy and he was the art teacher. And I thought to myself, art teacher?
Yeah.
Art teacher? Why? How could he be a football coach? Is he an art teacher? Yeah. But then, you know what came to bat, which I always tell people about, is that being the art teacher, it's the best job to have.
It was.
Yeah. Tell us about that. Well, being an art teacher and the head football coach.
Well, you know, the thing is, I had the opportunity as the county art teacher.
Yeah.
I was seeing kids from their first grade year till their senior year. And I was the art guy. I was probably their favorite class. And I tell you, I was recruiting them when they were third grade, you know. Yeah. And I'd be the all-time quarterback in the playground and stuff like that. And so, that really helped out. And, you know, just a backstory there, I wasn't smart enough to be a math teacher or a science teacher, but I was good at art.
Yeah.
So that was my ticket in.
Yeah.
You know, I always wanted to be a football coach first and an art teacher second. But
did you think about that, about being the art teacher and being able to actually get to these young boys, you know?
Well, you know, if I would have started off at Belleville East High School, I wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, you know, I don't know if it's a funny story, but I was going to graduate from SIU Eversville, and I went into the placement office, and I said, well, you know, I want to be an art teacher and a football coach, not in that particular order, but that's what I'll be qualified to do. You know, I didn't even have a driver's ed degree, but the guy, you know, I went in there prepared to fill out a bunch of paperwork and stuff.
Yeah.
And this guy just looked up at a board and goes, well, here's one right here. Hardin, Illinois. Art teacher, football coach, you know?
Yeah.
And within days, I was driving up the River Road and I, you know, had my fiance with me and we're looking around. I didn't even know.
Never been to Hardin.
Yeah, no. Actually, I kind of had one time, but that's a different story. But, you know, I ended up, I'm going to tell that story just real quick.
Yeah.
My brother's senior year, I took a fan bus from Belleville East to Quincy High School.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up through Calhoun.
On Route 100. Campsville.
Yeah, we came up. And I'd never seen the Great River Road. I'd never seen those bluffs. Or where the rivers combined. And then we just hit the outback, man. We were in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I remember driving through Hardin, and I'm saying, my God. I was talking to the guy next to me. I said, I wonder if they even play football up here. And the guy looked at me and goes, no, they don't play football, but they have a big basketball game against this school down south named Brussels.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had been through there one time. But anyway, we ended up, and I remember going up the River Road, my fiance and I, Terry, and we were driving along, and we kind of lost track of, civilization.
Yeah.
And then there it was, a Hudson Hornet on a post, on a pole, Bazillion's Junkyard.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Right,
that was
right,
the first
right.
sign of civilization, you know, since we left Pierre Marquette. Anyway, so... That was an interesting situation altogether. I changed into a nice set of clothes over at the Barefoot.
Yeah.
You know, and...
You must have interviewed well.
Well, I don't think they could have given me the job quick enough. They were just excited,
Somebody showed up?
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, it's not easy to find an art teacher, football coach. And there I was.
Yeah.
But I remember the guys... I remember the people interviewing me, and the people, there was a contingent of people... They were watching the interview, and they weren't too happy with what was going on because they wanted to voice their opinion about this art teacher football coach. You know? And the big thing was this one. I remember this one fella goes, how do we know he just won't get tenure and quit? And for me, all I ever wanted to do in my life was coach football. And, you know, that would never even occur to me to get tenure and leave a football job, you know. But anyway, so I had a great advocate in James Ringhausen.
Yeah.
And he always was. You know, when you and I were talking earlier, you were talking about my second season where I had to dismiss like 6 two-way starters early in the year, knowing that we weren't going to be competitive for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And if...
And there's a story behind that was... Yeah. Basically, you know, doing things they weren't supposed to be doing.
Right.
And you got word of it and you said, got to let you go.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know that if this wasn't addressed harsh, that we were never going to be successful.
No.
I mean.
But when you did that the whole mentality of being, because, you know, these guys, they didn't have much. You know?
Right.
I mean, if they didn't, there's not a lot of choices. And, you know, football fit well in Calhoun.
It was perfect.
It was a good fit.
Calhoun, yeah, it was. I've been a lot of places. I've been 8A to 1A. And a Calhoun football player is the best football player I've ever coached. Not saying the physical. I've had tremendous physical players. But as far as mentality, I mean, those Calhoun kids were just tough, unbreakable. You know, just hard-nosed good kids.
Yeah.
From hard-nosed, you know, good families.
Yeah.
Never had anything like it, ever.
Yeah. What was it like when you first took over that. My brother Matt was on that team.
Right.
That first team. I think he was quarterback on that team. And
yeah.
You had Paulie Robin was on that team. And there's a.
I had a bunch of characters on that team. It was a lot of fun. And you know what? They thought, yeah, I made an impression. And I was just a little bit older than them. You know, I was 24. They were 17 and 18. You know, I mean, but they really thought, wait a minute.
They bought in, didn't they?
Yeah, we can win. And, you know, we ended up winning four games. We won a game at Carrollton, which our kids, I mean, Carrollton was pretty good then. And we played everybody tough, you know. But anyway, and that was a year, pretty interesting year of, you know, I think we had some tragedy with a young man named Simon, our captain.
But, yep.
Anyway, the thing is, they did. They bought in, and the kids did, and they really helped get it going. And, of course, we took a huge setback the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Rick Johns with me. Coached at, you coached at Calhoun, Carlinville, Triad, Belleville West, Jersey, Westland. Yeah. How many years did you put in coaching? Like 40 or 50?
Yeah, it was 39, I think.
40 years? Yeah.
Yeah, 39, 40.
And you had how many state championships did you get?
Well, I had two state championships at Calhoun and a runner-up, which, you know, I'm as proud of that runner-up team as is the championship teams. You know, they came out of, you know, we'd had some success and been to the semifinals. But, you know, they went to the championship game.
If you could have looked into your crystal ball, would you ever left Calhoun?
Well, that's an interesting question, Chris, because sometimes you've got to make hard decisions.
Yeah, I understand.
You have to do with family.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to get long-winded, but I was so full of myself after those championships and everything. I thought I was going to be the guy that could consolidate Brussels and Calhoun. You know, in Hardin, and I thought we could have one really nice school district.
You talked about that a lot.
Yeah, with a good tax base and everything. And it really looked like it had some legs. And then all of a sudden, it was just over. No, we're not going to do it. And that was from the South End. And anyway, at that moment, I said, okay, I was either going to have to move my family to Calhoun or I was going to have to, you know, take another job. And I looked around and I thought maybe the best thing for us was to go to Carlinville. It wasn't, but that's what I thought at the time.
Yeah. Of all the teams that you coach, and I'm just hitting on Calhoun because, you know, our listeners are from the Tri-County, you know, and we got a lot of, you know, they're all familiar with the Calhoun football success. Your style of coaching, all right. How did you make money off that? How was it so successful for you? What'd you like about it?
Well, if somebody came to me and said, I got this assistant I want you to check out named Chris Lorton. And, you know, he's done this, he's done that. He played here, he played there. I'd still want to know, well, what kind of communicator is he? Can the guy communicate? Because I don't care what he knows if he can't communicate.
Right.
And reach these kids.
Yeah.
So my greatest, you know, attribute was my love of the game. And you coach with me. I am a communicator.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, especially
you can talk
the kids.
To me. I can talk to you. And, you know, my door is always open. And, you know, I love the kids. But the Calhoun kid, you could really push. They were never afraid of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to do. There was never a rebellion. You know, they were willing to do what it took. And anyway, so that allowed me to not only be the good guy, communicator guy, but also I knew I had some leverage to coach them hard.
Yeah.
You know, and we did. You know, and as you know.
Yeah.
We coached them hard.
We didn't cut them any slack at
all. No. Our kids always did. And if somebody had to pay the price for being out of line, they paid the price. There were,
yeah,
you know.
I think a good attribute that you had is you could take a look at a player, you watched a player, the way he moved, just the way he was, and you could fit him to the right position. You know?
Yeah.
Example.
I've always felt
example.
That, yeah.
Justin Gibson.
Yeah.
Fastest kid on the team.
Right.
He was our center.
He was our center. Center and linebacker.
Center and linebacker.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You
put people where they needed to go.
I always felt that was one of my strengths, is getting the kids plugged into the right spots. Mm-hmm. And I know when I went to Triad, they had a really poor program, and we turned it around, you know, in short order. We had a hell of a program there. And one of the things was my, you know, I'm not bragging or anything, but my influence in saying, well, we need to totally restructure it again, and we need to take this maniac halfback. He's okay, but he's a fabulous safety. You know, let's get him there. His name was Chris Miller. Yeah, I mean, things like that. We totally restructured the offense and defense and got the kids in the right spot where maybe, you know, a kid who was okay would hurt us less because he was in the right position.
Yeah.
You know, so we flipped it on its head, and we flipped that whole program in 1 year. Wow. You know, we lost our first year. In the second year, we lost to state runner-up Morris, who lost in the quarterfinals, and I think they lost maybe in overtime to Joliet Catholic in a championship. So, I mean, we were hard-nosed. But anyway.
How'd you end up at Jerseyville?
Jerseyville, we had a...
How many years were you here?
I think I was at four.
Four years?
But, you know, it's kind of hard to tell because we had that COVID thing right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It might have been five. But how I ended up there is I had... we went 9-0 and then lost in the playoffs at Westland. And that's the first time they had ever done anything like that.
Where's Westland at?
It's called Trenton Westland, and Westland stands for West Clinton County. And the closest town...
Is that
town,
up north?
No, it's south.
Okay.
It's south in the Metro East area, kind of, off 64, near Muskoka.
Okay.
But it's been between two nice towns, Trenton and New Baden. And they were an abysmal program, and... you know, got them into the playoffs twice, won 9-0 season, their only conference championship ever, only undefeated season ever. But anyway, I knew, you know, that things, I was trying to get to my 200th win. I knew that after the following year, I was going to have a tough time. And I saw the Jerseyville job opened up, and I thought I'd give it a try. And I felt that by coming to Jerseyville, I'd really, you know, there was no way I wouldn't get to 200 wins. But
did you get 200?
197.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and again, I'm no excuses, but that COVID thing didn't help out.
Yeah.
You know, and my second year there when we were good, you know, we
at
only
Jerseyville?
Went, yeah, Jerseyville. We had a lot of kids back from that playoff team, and we ended up going, I think, 2-7. No excuse for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, every week we'd lose a tough game to a playoff team. You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was
tough schedule.
It was an unbelievable schedule.
Yeah,
and normally, you know, we play Effingham, so what? Well, Effingham was a semifinal team that year.
Yeah.
You know, Marion, okay, we do well against Marion. Well, they were a deep playoff team. This is Highland, best team ever. You know, yeah. But that was the only team that blew us out. But anyway, that's, you know, excuses for losers. So anyway.
Yes. Where'd you go after Jerseyville?
After Jerseyville, that was the end of the line.
It was?
Yeah, Westland was before Jerseyville. Yeah. Jerseyville was it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Calhoun. All right.
Please.
For a minute. I just remember, well, for the listeners, how many years had you coached before I joined you?
Maybe two.
Yeah. I think I was in the third year.
I think that might have been our first winning season.
Did we make it to playoffs that year?
No, we should have, but it was so tough to make the playoffs. We won six games 2 years in a row, didn't make the playoffs either year.
Yeah.
And those would have been good playoff teams too, I think.
Yeah, I remember I came from Chester and ended up getting a head basketball job at Calhoun.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, you need to coach. You know, I'm like, I'll help you coach football. But I really got into it. I really liked it.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did. And then you were my assistant at basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you did a good job.
Oh, it was terrible. I was terrible. I was terrible for you. I was terrible for Roach, and I was terrible for Church. I just didn't think that way, man.
That's all right.
I never played a second of basketball in my life.
True. True. Yeah. That. Yeah. But I can remember some of the players we had. You know, like
characters,
I just remember,
right?
That to you especially. You know, and we had some. I was there for three, helping you for 3 years, and you know, like Kenny Jones.
Yeah. One of a kind.
One of a kind. He was something else. He could carry the mail.
Yeah, he was a load. He was subhuman strong.
Yeah.
Without ever having to work at it. You know, without ever having to lift, he would walk into the weight room and embarrass everybody.
Yeah.
With just how strong he was. Just crazy strong kid.
Yeah.
Man.
And then you coached Jonah White.
Jonah White.
I think he was a sophomore, I think maybe my last year there at Calhoun. Sophomore, but he, heck of a football player.
Prolific. He had 900 yards rushing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He was and you know, he had, speaking of basketball, if you watch Jonah White shoot a basketball, you feared for the the backboard.
Okay. Wait a minute.
No finesse at all.
Hey, well, remember the story where you were having a hard time at halftime and you needed somebody to carry the ball, and you go ahead and tell it.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about at Triopia.
Yeah.
And it was a tough night. Actually, it was a Wednesday playoff game. And we had already beaten them, I think, that year. And, I mean, they were giving us hell. We walked in.
Hey, Coach, you know what?
What?
We're going to continue this on the next episode because we've ran out of time.
Well, that was quick.
It's a cliffhanger, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you got to tune in next episode.
Can I cuss?
Huh? Can you cuss?
Because it's going to be hard to finish this story. I can't.
Okay. Hey, we're going to end this first episode here, and then we're going to be back tomorrow to hear the next episode.
So, okay.
Hold tight. Thanks for doing two episodes for me.
Sure. Should I need to turn my shirt inside out? So they say.
No.
Okay.